Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
It was believed at one time that the historical literary figure Robin Hood had robbed from the rich and give money to the poor. This was a romantic interpretation promoted by the progressive left in the 1950s, looking for a romantic hero. No hero more romantic than one who would take from the rich and give to the poor. What a great model for young kids looking for heroes. That interpretation was not factually correct. Robin Hood character and his band of merry men actually fought and robbed from the Sheriff of Nottingham, but that was all fiction. What is not fiction is a proposal by first-time Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. She's come up with a scheme to pay lower and middle-income Americans thousands of dollars each year in exchange for doing literally nothing. Boy, it's so easy to give money away when it's not yours. Tlaib's bill would give direct cash payments of $3,000 to those singles making less than $50,000 or less per year and $6,000 to families making $100,000 per year or less. She says the attempt is to reduce poverty in the U.S., as a single person making $50,000 in poverty, is a family making $100,000 considered to be in poverty? By the way, Tlaib describes her Lift Plus Act, that's livable incomes for families, as essentially earned income tax credit on steroids. What she doesn't mention is that her plan would cost trillions of dollars, and we have a hunch where those would come from, taxing the rich to give to those in the so-called poverty level. What's the downside? Justin Haskins, executive director and research fellow at the Heartland Institute, wrote, "Giving cash even to those who are unwilling to work would discourage them from finding a job, working more hours, or applying for a promotion. Why work harder, or even at all, if government is going to send you a check every month for doing nothing? This one problem alone would severely and negatively impact economic growth." He did add that the proposal serves as another reminder that many Democrats have absolutely no clue how basic economics works. That, of course, is part of the problem. Congressional Democrats might be overall less entrepreneurial than their Republican counterparts. Democrats profess a greater dependence on government for economic stimulation, employment, growth, and more. Have they signed the bottom of checks for employees or the back of checks from their employers? Have they ever had to abide by what's called a P&L statement, a profit and loss statement? Have they ever had to reach into their own pockets to cover a payroll or part of a payroll for employees in their care? Some of the tweets were not all that supportive. One read, "Representative Tlaib's new plan practically encourages poverty." Another one read, "Giving people money doesn't reduce poverty, helping them build character does." And yet another read, "Why work harder, or even at all, if government is going to send you a check every month for doing nothing?" And one has to ask another seemingly overlooked point. Very obvious. Would this plan, this scheme, eventually incorporate all lower and income middle people regardless of their legal status? And if not, aren't we discriminating against people just because of their legal status? What about people who are in prison? They don't make very much, if anything at all. Does this ill-thought-out scheme plan to reach out to those behind bars? You can bet a lawsuit will support those in prison. Representative Tlaib's plan on steroids is an attempt to make this a socialist nation and should be laughed at and rejected out of hand. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.